The price of sending a text from anywhere in the European Union will today cost no more than 11 cents or around 10 pence. It'll be free to receive messages. The cap on roaming text charges follows a vote by members of the European Parliament back in April, where they also agreed on limits to the cost of making and receiving phone calls. Eddie Murphy is a telecoms analyst at Priory Consulting who joins us. So from today, Eddie, finally, after months of resistance from the phone companies, we get, well, affordable texting and calling from the European Union. Great. Well,
it's certainly more affordable than it was. It's a 61% fall in the average cost of sending a text across the European Union, so that's a fairly dramatic fall.
They fought this tooth and nail, didn't they? A sad day, you might imagine, for phone companies. They finally lost the battle.
Well, I suppose most businesses would fight very hard to retain control of their own pricing structures, but the relationship between the cost of carrying these the traffic, both the calls and texts, for roaming has borne no relationship to the prices they've charged for many years.
There is a sense, of course, that these companies are not going to just accept this and see their profits falling. They will be looking for other ways to reclaim this money from somewhere else. What's looking favourite at the moment?
Well, the thing is that mobile operators will always set their prices to maximise their revenue, so if you change one thing, it doesn't necessarily change their behaviour elsewhere, because they'll always set their prices in order to get the highest possible return. And in one sense, perhaps this has actually moved the sort of super profits they were making down to a level where they're actually prepared to use international roaming as a competitive bargaining tool now. And we've seen Vodafone, for instance, starting to offer call rates that are similar to the UK rates.
Just to give people a rough idea of what we're talking about, to make a call, it will cost you about 42, 43 pence to receive one, 18 pence roughly, as I say, text message, about 10 pence free to receive. Data downloads, still really expensive.
They are very expensive. I mean, the European Commission took the view that because it's a very new market, they didn't want to interfere in too heavy-handed a manner. But they are starting to impose cost limits on the rates the operators charge each other, and they are falling fairly significantly over the next 2 years.
Some speculation that we might see a bit of a merger going on amongst some of our phone companies. What's your view on that?
Well, I don't have any particular inside information, but there is a lot of speculation that Vodafone are looking hard at T-Mobile, and in fact, some people are speculating that O2 might also be looking at the same company.
OK, Eddie Murphy, thank you very much indeed.